Hello, Chief Judge Mayan. How are you?
Hi, Andrew. How's Mr. Arquette's case shaping up?
Well, to be honest, I'd much rather defend Mr. Arquette's case than prosecute it.
What do you mean?
I mean that you had his home raided and the state search and seized all his computers and hard drives over nothing more than a potential error on a public records request. To my knowledge, no Orange County citizen has ever had a search warrant issued over realistically nothing. Right out of the gate, this case reeks of state coercion, and me and my office don't appreciate being put out front to defend that position.
Yeah, but now that we have all his hard drives and computers, we can certainly find something on there we can use to arrest him.
As you are well aware, that's not really how it works.
Sure it is. If a search warrant turns up more nefarious crimes, then Mr. Arquette can be charged with them.
I have to say that I'm not really comfortable with this. I'm a brand new appointed state attorney of the Ninth Circuit Court, and I really don't want to throw away this opportunity over some 30-year-old feud. You and Perry have with Mr. Arquette.
You don't need to worry about that. That's why I'm the chief judge.
What happens when Mr. Arquette tracks the genesis of this search warrant all the way back to you and Perry? And why? Because he wrote his whistleblower book. If that isn't a great case for state coercion, then I don't know what is.
Watch your tone with me, Andrew. You said you wanted to keep your job. Then I suggest you move forward. What charge are you going to arrest Arquette on?
We don't know yet. The Orange County Sheriff is still looking over Arquette's hard drives. The guy is a tech genius, and the low-grade IT staff the sheriff hires can't get their head around everything Arquette was working on. Arquette's the type of computer expert they would hire to take over this case.
Well, when the sheriff goes to arrest him, make sure that his entire family is home. I found out that only his son was home last time, and they pulled him out of bed at gunpoint. But I want his entire family pulled out of the house at gunpoint and made to sit on the curb in front of his house with all his neighbors watching. You said you wanted to keep your job, then I suggest you move forward. What charge are you going to arrest Arquette on?
I'm not in charge of the sheriff's schedule. You need to talk to him.
I will. I want this done right. Mr. Arquette has embarrassed me and Belvin and my court, and he will pay one way or another.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever reached out to talk to Mr. Arquette?
No, and I don't intend to.
Well, I plan to. Is it true that you fired him after 30 years without ever even talking to him? Who does that? I mean, if this goes to a jury trial, we've lost even before our opening.
You watch your tone when you speak to me. I'm the chief judge of the Ninth Circuit Court, and I certainly don't need some temporary state attorney talk down to me. Make sure you find something on Mr. Arquette and make it stick. Do we understand each other?
I will follow the law.
It's too late for that.